This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Hello, everybody, one and all. Thank you so much for being here with me, Ben Simmons, on the show that goes like this. This very lovely Tuesday, the 7th of September. Huge thanks, as ever, to the fabulous Stuart Pink for another wonderful drive time show, getting everyone home safely and keeping you entertained up till now. Now it's over to me. The mantle has been passed. 6 till 8pm with the show that goes like this. What's going on tonight? Celebrity birthdays, as ever. Wacky holidays. Soft drink World Cup information. Why Bic Lol is in jeopardy this evening. Oh, it's all happening, isn't it? And also, did you know the 7th of September, all across the world, is Google Commemoration Day. Something I'll get into a little bit later on in the show, but it's around about this time of year that Google itself was founded. And when you think about the history of things, it's really not all that long ago that Google was founded, which is quite shocking. So what I did to celebrate that in the run-up to the show, I had a bit of a Google whack. And did the I'm Feeling Lucky on Google and just saw what came up and then found some tracks that linked to that, which I thought was quite good. The first thing that came up when I just randomly clicked on I'm Feeling Lucky on Google was an article about whether it's better to use your toothbrush and toothpaste or mouthwash first. And there was some intense debate on that. I'm not going to get into it on this programme. I'm just going to say once and for all, it's been decided by experts. It's better to brush your teeth first and then use mouthwash. Don't start with mouthwash and then brush your teeth. Not that that will have a horrendously negative impact, but it's far better to do the teeth cleaning first than anything that's dislodged from that might get left in your mouth. Some tiny molecules of something can all be washed away with the mouthwash. That's the point of it. Don't do it the other way around. There we go. To commemorate mouths and talking and speaking and the fact that I'm going to stop for a few minutes, here to get us going musically on tonight's rip-roaring episode of the show that goes like this, it's time for the Black Eyed Peas. They want me to stop talking. Yeah, all right. I can take the hint. It's annoying when the DJ talks over the intro.
Oh, no.
See you in a bit.
We try to take it slow, but we're still losing control. And we try to make it work, but it still ends up the worst. And I'm crazy. What's gonna be your lady? I think I'm going crazy.
Girl, me and you was just fine. You know, we wine and dine. Did them things that couples doing in love, you know, walks on the beach and stuff, you know, things that lovers say and do. I love you, boo, I love you too. I miss you a lot, I miss you even more. That's why I flew you out when we was on tour. But then something got out of hand. You start yelling when I would break plans, even though I had legitimate reasons. You know I have to make them dividends. How could you trust with private eyes, girl? That's why you don't believe my lies and quit the sex.
Shut up. We try to take it slow, but we're still losing control. And we try to make it work, but it still ends up the worst. And I'm crazy. What's gonna be your lady? I think I'm going crazy.
Why does emotion gotta move so fast? Love is progress if you can make it last. Why is it that you just lose control every time you agree on taking it slow? Why does it have to be so damn tough? Cause fools and lust could never get enough of love. Showing the love that you be giving, changing up your living for a loving transition. Girl, it's a mission trying to get you to listen. Humanity, each other has become our tradition. You yell, I yell, everybody yells. Got neighbors across the street saying, who the hell, what the hell's going down? Too much of the bickering, kill it with the sound. And
shut up, just shut up.
You stop trying.
I never been a quitter, but I do deserve better.
Believe me, I will do bad. Let's fix the bed, start this new plan.
Why? Cause it's the same old routine, and then next week I hear them scream.
Girl, I know you're tired of the thing to say.
You're damn right, cause I heard them lame damn excuses just yesterday.
That was a different thing.
No, it ain't.
That was a different thing.
No, it ain't.
That was a different thing.
It was the same damn thing, same as excuses. Boy, you useless.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right there. Time for some genuine, lovely excitement going on this evening from 6 till 8 on the airwaves. It's all fantastic. So, what's to expect then? If you've just joined us, you missed my hard-hitting introduction to the show, which I'm slightly upset about. But there will be celebrity birthdays and soft drink World Cup info. Like I mentioned a little while back, Bic Lol is in jeopardy. I have to explain why. I'm slightly concerned. And the 7th of September, amongst other things, is Google Commemoration Day. In the first half of the show, all the tracks are related to me doing the I'm Feeling Lucky button on Google and what popped up in front of my nose earlier on today. So the article about whether it's better to brush your teeth first or to use mouthwash first in your mouth cleaning regime, that led to the Black Eyed Peas and Shut Up starting the show for us tonight. So there we go. And No debate necessary. Brush teeth first, then mouthwash. It's as simple as that. Experts have decided. That's just not my opinion, you know. But there's loads of wacky holidays today. Some not actually particularly wacky. Some that are, but we'll come on to that in the second half of the show because we're commemorating Google. And why are we commemorating Google? Well, on the 7th of September, it is genuinely accepted that that is when the Google search engine website was officially founded. So yeah, but that date should be celebrated every year. I'm going to put another track on and then we're going to talk more about Google and its origins, which is very exciting if you love your search engines. Oh yes. I did another Google whack and it was about, is flipping a coin really a 50-50 chance? You'll find out more after Dire Straits. Money for Nothing.
Thank you. working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your checks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a pistol on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Move on, move on. Hawaiian noises, he's banging on the bundles like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing, get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Ain't working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Phoenix FM.
The brilliant Money for Nothing from Dire Straits there. Now, a few things I need to address. Firstly, that song is only on the show because it took inspiration, or I took inspiration, from the I'm Feeling Lucky button on Google, which I clicked in the run-up to this show and got an article about. Is tossing a coin really a 50-50 option? Everyone assumes it must be, but apparently, controversially even, it isn't really 50-50. It's closer to 51-49, biased towards whatever side was up when the coin was thrown into the air. The spinning coin tends to fall toward the heavier side more often, leading to a pronounced number of extra tails results when it finally comes to rest. There's a shocker, isn't it? So, not quite 50-50. I'm surprised by that. Don't trust anyone who's tossing a coin to give you a 50-50 shout on something. They do it in lots of sporting events, though, don't they? Maybe we'll just let it go and not worry too much about the further maths nature of that problem. Also, just before that track, I have been talking about the fact that the 7th of September is Google Commemoration Day. Why is it that? Well, if you have an automated Google device at home, like a Google Nest or something like that, or you have an Android phone running Google and whatever, and it says, and you say to it, OK, Google, when is your birthday? It will respond, September the 7th is my birthday and is known as Google Commemoration Day. Here's the story of the inception of Google. In January 1996, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, PhD students at Stanford University, started a research project where they built a search engine, which put them on the path to the founding of Google. They came up with an algorithm they called PageRank, which analysed relationships among websites. It determined the relevance of a website based on the number of links to other sites it had. which contrasted with many other search engines of the time, which determined the relevance of a page based on the number of times a search term appeared on it. The original name for their search engine, which ended up becoming Google, imagine if it had stayed at this, was Backrub, because it looked at backlinks to determine how important a site was. They eventually changed their name to Google, a misspelling of the word Google, which is a number one with 100 zeros after it, which was picked to illustrate how Google would provide a lot of information and how information on the internet is endless. And apparently, Page and Brin, they registered their domain name on September the 15th, 1997, and they raised about £1 million from investors, and about 10 days before, they began as Google, attached to a room attached to a garage in California on September the 7th, 1998. It's weird to think, before 1998, Google did not exist. Sheer craziness, but there we go. Don't say you don't learn anything on this program. Because of the wacky nature of looking up random search items on Google, I'm going to embrace, and as I've loved to do many times in the past on this show, share with you some wacky random facts, many of which have been provided by my lovely dedicated listeners out there. Huge thanks to those of you that have sent in many of these. So that's fabulous. We'll get some of those on throughout the show as well. But we need another track. Another track that links to the random nature of the I'm Feeling Lucky button on Google on this September the 7th, Google's birthday. Do you know, I might go crazy and I might do celebrity birthdays, the earliest point in the show I've ever done. Sheer craziness is happening on the show that goes like this tonight. Oh, it's wacky. You can't say it's not. So the next thing that gave me a random search with I'm Feeling Lucky, I clicked the button and up came the ability to play through my browser Pac-Man. Fantastic. I had a version of that on my old Acorn Electron, the small brother of the BBC microcomputer in the 80s. I think it was called Snapper. For copyright reasons, it wasn't Pac-Man, but it was basically Pac-Man. In all but name, Pac-Man, a great game. The Cardigans certainly loved it, which is why they wrote this song about it. It's not about Pac-Man, but I'm just pretending.
Let's go. Phoenix FM.
Got to admire the Cardigans. Surely in that track they use a one-syllable word and make the most number of syllables out of it ever. Is there anything to beat that? Losing my favourite game. It's just one syllable, guys. Anyway, yeah, my favourite game. To celebrate Pac-Man. This could make you shocked beyond belief. When was Pac-Man officially released? When was it released in the shape of a fish? Anyway, when was Pac-Man officially released? 1980. Wow, I wasn't so old then. Oh no. And did you know Pac-Man, its original Japanese title was Puck-Man, and it was changed to Pac-Man for Western gamers. And within 7 years, it had had over 200,000 units installed in arcades all over the world and became one of the most popular games of all time, Pac-Man. See, definitely you learn things on this programme, so don't go anywhere. Coming up to 25 past six, we've already shared a load of incredible facts with you. Some of your random facts coming up later, as well as some of my random facts. And remember, it is Google Commemoration Day, the 7th of September, all over the world. At that time, in 1998, wasn't it? When it was in beta mode, it was getting 50,000 search requests a day. And within 4 months, it was getting 500,000 search requests a day. And now it dominates the search engine market so much that it has its own verb, basically. To Google is accepted in dictionaries all across the world as to look for information on the Google search engine on the internet. Incredible, really. So, yes, what was the next thing that I looked at randomly by doing the I'm Feeling Lucky button? Well, I'm delighted to tell you that Office 365 is currently trending on Google. Don't ask me why, because I had a problem with it today. I was working with an Office 365 program, and it signed me out of it and wouldn't let me edit my own document. That was craziness. I had to sign back in at a moment's notice with a computer that wasn't that fast. There were moments of panic. I got over it, though. Don't worry, everybody. It was fine. We all got on with our lives. The problem was resolved. You can breathe easy. You can rest this evening. Don't stay up worrying about it, please. Many of you I know might do. But there's no need. It's all going on the show that goes like this. I did say I was going to do celebrity birthdays, the earliest I've ever done them. It'll have to be straight after this track if it's going to beat my record. Right, so Office 365, what track can link to that in any way? Here's one.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I said it was going to happen early on in this show. It's going to happen right now. Time for your very early celebrity birthdays on this edition of the show that goes like this. It's the 7th of September all across the world. Who's celebrating today? Dad's Army actor Toby Jones is 55 today. Not the original Dad's Army, the remake. Pretender star Chrissy Hynde is 70. That's craziness. Gloria Gaynor of I Will Survive fame is 78 today. Actress Evan Rachel Wood of Westworld fame is 34 today. This makes you feel old. Do you remember the American Pie series of movies? And the young American teenagers at one point were lusting after an Eastern European girl walking around in her underwear. That was model Shannon Elizabeth, who looked absolutely stunning in those movies. She's 48 today. That upsets me. Not enough as much as horror movies upset me. And horror movie director Dario Argento is 81 today. And if it's your birthday, many happy returns from all of us here at Phoenix FM to you. Those were your celebrity birthdays. Well, that could be a record. Barely half an hour in, celebrity birthday's done. Don't have to think about it anymore. Although, if you are celebrating, I hope you have a wonderful evening. It's lovely that you bothered to put the show that goes like this on the radio on your birthday. What a great treat for everybody concerned in your household. Yes, and so much has happened already. We've dealt with the fact it's Google Commemoration Day. We've shared all kinds of wacky facts with you. It's better to brush your teeth than use mouthwash. Tossing a coin doesn't actually give you a 50-50 result. Pac-Man was released in 1980. And what about Office, Microsoft Office? What can I tell you about Microsoft Office? Well, let me do some exhaustive research. Did you know it was originally released in 1982? That's incredible. And it was released under the name Multiplan. It's actually Excel. What has evolved into Excel was the first thing Microsoft released, called Multiplan in 1982. They changed the name to Excel when releasing it for the Macintosh computer in 1985. Amazing. And there was never an Excel 1.0 for DOS or Windows. Since Excel was initially launched on the Mac, its first release for Windows in 1987. It just sounds crazy to me, thinking about computers at that time. It was already version 2.0. So, yeah. And what else can I tell you? PowerPoint's original name was Presenter. Wasn't called PowerPoint originally. It was developed by a company called Forethought Inc. Presenter for the Macintosh had to be renamed due to trademark issues. In 1987, it became PowerPoint, and shortly after, bear in mind 1987, Microsoft bought the product PowerPoint for $14 million. I get that these days it must rake in hundreds and hundreds more than that, but that's when, you know, before, well before the internet, you know, as an application for presentations, that's a lot of money back then, isn't it? Yeah. The first Office package debuted on the Mac OS on the 1st of August 1989. Wow. And that included Word 4.0, Excel 2.2, PowerPoint 2.01, and Mail 1.37. That's incredible, isn't it? Anything else I can find? It went kind of mainstream, Microsoft Office 95, and they all the components of the suite received the version number 7.0. So yeah, by 1995 it had become pretty darn acceptable, and nowadays you just have to have it installed, don't you? It's a little bit like Google taking over the market for search engines. Kind of word processing and spreadsheets, just Office-based software. It's Microsoft, isn't it, that you instantly think of. There we go, you learn things on the show that goes like this. Now, the next interesting thing that came up when I randomly searched on Google and clicked the iron feeling lucky button was a lovely picture of a woodland landscape. And I thought, what tracks vaguely link to nature, woodlands, the outdoors, just feeling good about life? And then I thought of this one. See you soon. It's a remix.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Thanks so much for being here. 98.0 FM or phoenixfm.com, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Spread the word. Tell everyone to get here on a Tuesday night. Now, we're talking about woodlands, because that was the thing that I got when I got lucky by searching Google randomly. And it enabled me to play that remix, 2017 remix of Katy Perry's Raw, and find out some interesting things about the woodland. Did you know, as we're talking about the internet heavily this evening as well, trees in forests communicate with each other through a fungal network, or, if you like, wood wide web? Enjoyed that. Fungi have fine threads that spread underground called mycelium. Trees use mycelium like an underground internet to link with other trees and plants. They use these networks to communicate, such as to warn each other of danger. They also use them to share nutrients. Older trees will pass nutrients to their offspring that are growing nearby. These partnerships are called mycorrhiza, maybe it's a silent H. I'll spell it for you. mycorrhiza. I've learned something else this evening. Never heard of mycorrhiza before. There we go. Trees passing nutrients to their offspring growing nearby via the wood wide web or a fungal network. Amazing. Anything else I can tell you about UK woodlands? UK woodlands are structured with four layers: canopy, understory, herb layer, and ground layer. The canopy is made up of the leaves and branches of the tallest trees. The understory or shrub layer is the vegetation below the canopy from smaller trees or shrubs, such as hawthorn, that grow in low light. The herb or field layer has plants that growing there, which depend on how open the canopy is. Many need gaps of light to be able to grow. And the ground layer is the forest floor filled with mosses, fungi, leaf litter and decaying wood. Did you know that? See, it's fascinating, isn't it? Woods in the UK have four layers: the canopy, the understory, the herb layer and the ground layer. On to my next exciting get lucky search on Google, which enabled me to embrace the fact that all this week, students all over the UK are going back to school. And many parents will be hoping they haven't outgrown their uniforms and they don't have to buy new ones. If they thought about it, when they were a bit younger, they could have bought them some baggy trousers and they'd grow into them, wouldn't they?
Nasty schools, headmasters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing fools, smashing up the woodwork tools. All the teachers in the pub, passing round the ready rub, trying not to think of when the lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All of the at school was hasn't been not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at the time it seems so bad, trying different ways to make the difference through. The headmasters had enough today, all the kids have gone. Gone to fight with next door school. Every time that is the rule. Sits alone and vents his pain. Same old backsides again. All the small ones tell two tales. Walking home and squashing down. Oh, well, what we had, but did it really turn out bad? All alone at school was hazardous and not break the rule. Oh, well, what we had, but at that time it seems so bad. Trying different ways to make the difference through the day.
Baggy dresses.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Timeless track from Madness there. The classic Baggy Trousers. The end of it goes on so long, it's still going. Well done, Madness. Outlasted the Phoenix jingle there. Here's something interesting about schools. When you actually think of the number of schools there are in the UK, compared to the number of people, I'm quite surprised. Well, particularly with secondary schools, what have we got? 60 to 65 million people in the UK. There are just 4,190 secondary schools. Does that seem enough? Maybe it does. Maybe it's fine. Maybe it's just me. It's just that number seems low. 60-odd million people, 4,190 secondary schools. I know clearly everyone in the country can't be going to secondary school. There must be a relatively small number that need to fit into those 4,190 secondary schools, but there are some with a lot of people in, aren't there? Well, if you want to know the true facts, according to the BESA.org.uk website from July 2021, there are currently 32,028 schools in the UK, 3,069 are nurseries or early learning centres, 20,807 are primary schools, that seems about right, just 22 are middle schools, they're dying out, and 4,190 are secondary schools. There we go, 32,028 learning establishments for people up to the age of 18 in the UK. I'm finding this show fascinating. Hopefully you are as well. I will get round to your random facts, I promise. Probably have to wait till the second hour of the show. We'll certainly have to wait for then for the Soft Drink World Cup. I'm desperately holding on, hoping for information about BicLol, but I won't lie to you. It's not looking good this evening. You'll find out why after 7 o'clock. Well, maybe after 7.30. I'm going to hold on till that long to find out if we can squeeze a BicLol in. Will it work? Who knows? What's coming next? My next random Google search brought up a picture of a nebula, a galaxy, the Milky Way in which we all live. Galaxy is also the name of a popular phone made by Samsung, which had a TV advert which advertised it using this song from Aston Marigold.
Don't bring that bad day with ya. Leave it at the door.
stretching till it's late. Let him in till it's late. Let him in.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Get Stupid by Aston Merigold advertised a Samsung Galaxy phone upgrade a few years back. I played that because my random Google search brought up a picture of a nebula in our Milky Way galaxy. And here are some facts about the Milky Way galaxy that may just blow your mind. It's some of those kind of facts that when you really think about them, it's just too much. It's just like, well, I can't really comprehend that. Apparently, the galaxy in which we live, the Milky Way, is a disk that measures about 120,000 light years across. Now, what does that really mean? When you think about distance, that's how many years it would take light to travel across that distance. And light is the fastest thing we know of because it travels at the speed of light. It would take light 120,000 years to travel across the diameter of the Milky Way. Wow. It has an invisible halo. Our galaxy is made up about 90% of dark matter, matter that cannot be seen, and about 10% luminous matter, or matter we can see with our eyes. The large quantity of dark matter causes an invisible halo that has been demonstrated by simulations of how the Milky Way spins. The Milky Way galaxy contains, as is one of them, over 200 billion stars. That thing about are we alone in the universe, and that thing about the distance that our planets are for the sun to create an environment that's okay for life to thrive, you know, there must be somewhere else in some other distant star, even within our own galaxy. There's 200 billion of them in the Milky Way. There must be some planet somewhere that's of a comparable distance from its star to support life. Surely. Surely. Why haven't we spoken to them? Why haven't they spoken to us? Can't get there. Too far. Simple as that. And the Milky Way is only a medium-sized galaxy. The largest galaxy we know of is called, the catchy name, IC1101. Oh, yes. And that contains over 100 trillion stars. 1 trillion is 1,000 billion. You see, then the numbers just get too mad to think about. It's a lot of stars, basically. Apparently, we can't take pictures of our Milky Way galaxy. Since we're located about 26,000 light years from the centre, we cannot take pictures of the disk. Any representation you have ever seen of our galaxy is either a different spiral galaxy or what an artist thinks it might look like. It's a bit weird, really, when you get into it, isn't it? I'm going to stop there in case everybody gets weirded out too much. Let's move on. Let's move on entirely to something entirely different, because, yes, it's the 7th of September. Yes, it's Google Commemoration Day. Google allows you to click that I'm feeling lucky button and just get a random search. I did it a few times in the run-up to the show and got inspiration for some tracks to play you. The next random thing I clicked on brought up an article all about Charlie Chaplin. Not too many songs dedicated to Charlie Chaplin, but I felt this one from Emily Sandé was appropriate.
I guess it's funnier from where you're standing, 'cause from over here I miss the joke. Clear the way for my crash landing. I've done it again. Another number for your notes. I'd be smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time. I could I'd stop and answer all of your questions. As soon as I find out how I can move from the back of a line, I'll be your clown. On your favorite channel, my life's a circus, circus, round in circles, setting out tonight. I'd be less angry if it was my decision. And the money was just rolling in. If I had more than my ambition, I'll have time for please, I'll have time for thank you as soon as I win. I'll be your clown. Your favorite channel, my life's a circus, circus, round circus, set out tonight. From a distance, my choice is simple. From a distance, I can entertain. So you can see me.
Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
It absolutely is, you know. And that was The Brilliant Clown by Emily Sandé. What a lovely track. I don't need to do any exhaustive research about Charlie Chaplin. I was looking up something about him the other day, and this has sort of got into folklore, so maybe some of you know this already, but it's a brilliant, brilliant fact about Charlie Chaplin. He once entered a lookalike competition for himself, and he came third. Now, did he enjoy the irony, or was he absolutely devastated? You know, you can't look any more like Charlie Chaplin than Charlie Chaplin. The two blokes that beat him, they must have really looked like him. I love that. Just the thought, you know, I'm just trying to get into the mindset. What did he feel at the time? That's brilliant, it's hilarious, or that is absolutely ludicrous. I cannot lose to two other people. It's me. Brilliant. Entered a lookalike competition for himself. Came third. Well done, Charlie. Brilliant stuff. Well, we're coming up to the end of the first hour of the show that goes like this tonight. So much has happened. We now know about brushing teeth. We now know about tossing coins. We now know about Pac-Man. We know about Office 365. We know about how many layers there are in UK woodlands. We know, what did I tell you? How many schools there are, yeah, in the UK. Craziness. How large the Milky Way galaxy in which we live really is, and that Charlie Chaplin came third in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest. Don't say you don't find out interesting things by tuning in to this show every Tuesday evening. Why is it happening, though? If you've just joined us, the 7th of September is Google Commemoration Day, the date that it's generally accepted that the search engine Google was founded back in the late 1990s. Still upsets me to think mid-1990s, Google didn't exist. Most of the internet didn't exist. Now you can just go on Google and find anything. Can you imagine, before that time, when I was a lad, you wanted to find out anything, you had to go to a library and look through books. Absolute craziness. The effort involved. Now, just pick up your phone, type in anything, find out information about it. Is it the right information, though? That's a whole different debate. Let's not get onto that right now. Let's think about my next wacky Google Get Lucky click. What did I get? Well, bizarrely, I got a picture of a giant bird. Brilliant, Lenny Kravitz and Fly Away. We are into the second hour of the show. It's about time I started sharing your random facts. Right, one more from me, then we'll get into more tracks, and then we will hit you up with your own random facts that you've very kindly been sending me. Thank you to everybody who's got involved in this. That was Fly Away, because on the I'm Feeling Lucky button on Google, I got a picture of a giant bird. What are the biggest birds in the world? Well, surely many people know it is the ostrich. weighing an average of 230 pounds, standing some 7 feet tall, although some individuals can grow up to 9 feet. Wow. They can also chase you down. Ostriches are the fastest species on two legs, with a top speed of about 43 miles per hour. I think human top speed's 20-something, isn't it? But, yeah, 43. Wow. They can maintain a swift 30-mile-an-hour pace for 10 miles, making them the marathon champs of the avian world. If they kept that up for a, 26-mile marathon, that wouldn't take them very long at all. It takes our fastest marathon runners a couple of hours, doesn't it? Wow, that'd take them about an hour and 15 minutes, something like that. Incredible! But maybe they can't run marathons. Maybe they just do 10 miles at a time, then they need a huge rest. After the ostrich, there's the southern cassowary, often called the most dangerous bird on Earth. Roughly 150 pounds, on each foot is a 5-inch claw that cassowaries use to defend themselves. At least two people have been kicked to death by cassowaries. Most recently, a man in Florida who unwisely kept one of the birds as a pet. It turned on him, it kicked him, it didn't survive. Not many animals are so fearsome that if they kick you, you've got a chance of dying. I can think of horses and cassowaries now that I know of. And cassowaries, not that popular a large bird. But there we go. You learn so much on this show, particularly this evening, and thanks for being here. Phoenix FM 98.0, phoenixfm.com. Well, my final Google I'm Feeling Lucky button press in the run-up to this show brought up an image of the recent test match, which didn't go down too well for England against India. And that just leads me, because we're going to get into your random facts after this, I'll tell you the fact which isn't really about India even. But I was enjoying the fact it's been very hot today and yesterday and is scheduled to be tomorrow. And we're in early September. It's unusual for the UK, isn't it? We all thought the summer was over and now we're enjoying a little bit of an Indian summer. Probably didn't warrant a fanfare, an extra 3 days of hot weather, but there you go. Apparently it's all scheduled to break after tomorrow. And we'll be back to slightly chilly evenings. But an Indian summer doesn't relate to the country of India. It's believed to have originated in New England and is something to do with talking about the Native American Indians there. And apparently, if the weather was warm in the autumn months, that was when they would start to hunt and they would be better at it and more prevalent doing it if there was warmer weather going on at the time. Hence the origins of the phrase Indian summer. Nothing to do with India. Did you know that before you listen to this show? American Indians. Interesting, I think. Well, I had an image of cricket. The Ashes is coming up soon. Here's the track A Life Less Ordinary by Ash. I'm almost sorry I've done this. It is a very tenuous link, probably the most tenuous you're going to get on the show this evening. Let's just all enjoy how tenuous that link was. And hopefully enjoy the Ashes a bit more than England enjoyed another heavy defeat to India just the other day. I smoke myself into a haze in the afternoon. The world's hot, the air is cool. The ain't dressed, white got ass. I settle in, it's the weather folds. In the slow haze of the afternoon. Swaying hair, spit like a gun. Like the sails in this beautiful. It's a starry world in the air.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's not an appealing end to that track, was it? A Life Less Ordinary by Ash, from the film A Life Less Ordinary. Which was back in the early to mid-90s, I seem to remember. Cameron Diaz, Ewan McGregor, was it? Something like that, I think. As something of a film buff, that's all I can remember. Now, I have to thank in particular the brilliant Barbara Ferry and the fabulous Paul Milton for sending in so many random facts that it's unbelievable. Between them, they've exhausted the internet's worth of random facts, which is incredible. Also, Ellie from Beckles has sent some in. Dave Hart sent one in. Martin Hill sent something in. Gary Collins sent something in. So thanks to all of you who've done all of this. I'm going to try and do my best over the next few tracks to read out as many of your random facts as I humanly can. And whilst doing that, let's move away from Google Commemoration Day, and as well as interspersing in these facts you found, I'm going to share with you some of the other wackier holidays that are celebrated on the 7th of September, and then play a track that links to that. But random facts from Barbara and Paul and others. What can I hit you with? This is slightly upsetting. The majority of your brain is fat. I like that. I like to think of brain cells connecting together and making neural pathways and helping me learn things. Ugh. A chef's hat has exactly 100 pleats. It's crazy, isn't it? OMG, the usage of OMG as an acronym, can be traced back to 1917. Was it something to do with the First World War? Did a shell go off and someone went OMG? Who knows? High heels were originally worn by men. Can't imagine that, but it's true. Now, what about this? Many oranges are actually green. That's bizarre, especially if you're colourblind. The opposite sides of a dice always add up to 7. I did know that, but it's fascinating. And this is upsetting. You are 13.8% more likely to die on your birthday. That seems a very high percentage for being likely to die on your birthday. What? How do they know? Okay. Here's a good one as well, because I've found out it's the most dangerous animal in the world in terms of actually causing human deaths. The most dangerous animal in the world, not a giant bird, mosquitoes. Apparently, playing dance music can help ward off mosquitoes. Wow. Truly, truly amazing random facts. Thanks to everybody that's got involved. Let's have a track. Let's enjoy the fact that on the 7th of September, it's Beer Lovers Day. Not many songs appropriate to celebrate alcohol on a family show that goes out at 6 till 8 in the evening. Here's Chumbawamba. They're tub thumping.
This in the night.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. So, yeah, it's all happening on the show that goes like this tonight. Did you know it was Beer Lovers Day on the 7th of September? If you love your beer, love it even more on the correct day. Treat yourself. Marvellous. So, still got to squeeze in all of these random facts and give you information about the Soft Drink World Cup and bring you the sad news that tonight's Bic Lol is not going to happen. I won't reveal who the competitor was going to be because they may well be a competitor next week or the following week or another time that's convenient for them. I was hoping to get them on live tonight, and due to the fact that they're virtually right now moving house, it's turned out not to be appropriate. Their family is taking up too much of their time. They couldn't spare this time right now because, well, they've moved out of their old house. They haven't moved into a new one. They're all living in a room together in the interim, and so I wish them all the best and hope that it all gets sorted out very soon and they can take part in Bic Lol very shortly. Not to worry, Bic Lol will be back next week. Do not worry, Bic Lol fans, our 21st Bic Lol competitor will take on the intensity of the quiz that grips the nation next week. Shall I play the jingle just to whet your appetite for 7 days time? Go on then.
Not true. That's impossible.
Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends back next week. Right, more random facts. Okay, let me scroll back up some of these. Here we go. New York was briefly named New Orange. There is a fruit that tastes like chocolate pudding. I need to sample that fruit right now. Dreamt, D-R-E-A-M-T, is the only word in the English language to end with M-T. Crazy. Cats can't taste sweet things because of a genetic defect. That's a bit sad. That's why you don't get cat desserts. A group of hippos is called a bloat. I love that. Pognophobia. Oh no, hang on, I've mispronounced it. Pogonophobia. Pogonophobia. Sounds worrying. Not really that worrying. It's a fear of beards. I guess it's worrying if you suffer from it. There's a bearded man coming towards me. No, there's a bearded woman coming towards me. No. I saw a clip on a show recently. I think it was Jimmy Fallon of Kate Beckinsale wearing a very realistic fake beard. Don't want to say it suited her, but it suited her. Alaska is the only state whose name is on one row of a keyboard. Now, that's a random fact. Gotta love that one. Brilliant. Here are some more. Too much water can kill you. No one says the exact amount, but don't drink too much. But drink enough to stay hydrated, you know. I like this as well. The moon, very slowly, is slowing the Earth's rotation. That's a bit of a worry. You could be drinking water that is older than the solar system. Wowzers. Queen Elizabeth II, our current queen, is a trained mechanic. I did know that, but I love that fact. Tree rings get wider during wet years. These are all wonderful random facts that have been sent in by the lovely listeners, mainly Paul Milton and Barbara Ferry, but others as well. What else? I like this. Some of them just appeal to me. Fingernails grow faster on your dominant hand. Wow. A jiffy. This can't be right. Has anyone actually decided on this? A jiffy is about 1/1,000,000,000th of a second. Is that, maybe that's true, but it's not what we refer to when we say I'll be there in a jiffy. Maybe just mathematicians and scientists have taken that on, that name, a jiffy, to refer to 1/1,000,000,000th of a second. It's a very small unit of time, isn't it? Dragonflies have 6 legs but can't walk. What's the point of that? That is some bizarre evolution that's gone on there, isn't it? Golf balls tend to have 336 dimples and apple seeds contain cyanide. There's something worrying. We need something to cheer us up. Did you know the 7th of September is Superhuman Day? Oh, yes. That allows me to promote my podcast with my fabulous collaborator, Martin Hill. Martin with a Y, Hill. I never refer to him as that. I may do next time we record one. It's called Feud for Thought. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Feud for Thought. You'd think we're arguing all the time. We're not arguing all the time, but we do have occasional arguments. Why am I talking about this podcast? Because I've talked about Superhuman Day. One of our episodes a couple of months back dealt with rubbish superheroes that actually exist in comic books. One which comes to my mind that had us both crying with laughter. You'll have to listen to the episode to find out. It was a superhero that genuinely featured in a comic, I think it was a Marvel comic as well, called The Almighty Dollar, which sounds sort of vaguely interesting. But his superpower was he could fire loose change out of his wrists. Imagine a rubbish Spider-Man. So Spider-Man has his web slingers. It's like a guy doing the same, but loose change comes out. It's like, thanks, I needed to park in this car park. Thank goodness you're here, Almighty Dollar. And also, Martin Hill and I recently had an intense debate about the fact that I refer to the bin men at the vehicle that they go round in as a dust cart. Martin Hill couldn't get to grips with that. I think he called it... What did he call it? I can't actually remember what he thought the proper term should have been, but I've always called it a dust cart. He said that was ridiculous. It was a rubbish truck or something along those lines. See, that was us feuding there on an episode of Feud for Thought, but he's just sent me a message seeing a job advertised for a dust cart operator or driver or something, so now he has to accept that I was in some way right, or at least backed up by another human that also refers to it as a dust cart. Do you? I'd love to know. Message me, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. If you want to listen to my podcast with Martin Hill, Feud for Thought, search for that podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And also, we have a Twitter account for that, at Feud Thoughts as well. Right, more of your random facts coming up after another track. We're talking about superheroes on Superhuman Day. Time for a little bit of Superman Lovers with Starlight. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Supermen Lovers and Starlight as we enter the final quarter of the show that goes like this tonight. Yes, it's coming up to 7:30. Thanks for still being here live with the show. Fabulous. Or if you're tuning in after the event on the catch-up service on our website, equally, thanks for being here. Now, I feel duty-bound to share with you information about the Soft Drink World Cup. Group E has now been completed. Three groups to go. And after the conclusion of Group E, I can tell you that the two that have made it through from that group are Lucozade and J2O, which means Monster Energy Drink and Rubicon Mango have fallen by the wayside. In Group E, the votes went as follows. 65% of the vote for Lucozade. That may be the biggest margin of victory anyone's had. 32% for J2O, 3% for Rubicon Mango, 0% for Monster. Nobody liked that. Oh, no. So Group E done and dusted. Lucozade and J2O progressing to the knockout stages, which means Group F is underway. Oh, yes. And there's one in this that I don't really think you can buy anymore, but who knows? If anyone wants to do the research, please let me know. I think Coca-Cola experimented back in the 90s with a clear Coca-Cola tasting drink. So instead of it being dark brown, it was clear. It sort of looked like lemonade, but tasted like Coke, and it was called Tab Clear. Tab Clear features in this group. So Group F contains Tab Clear, Orangina, Purdy's, and Capri Sun. Now, Purdy's, I remember my dad drinking that when I was little, and me thinking, oh, it's a health drink, it's a vitamin drink, I'm not going to like it. And then trying it and going, no, I don't like it. Oh, the aftertaste's quite fruity. Yeah. It's all right. I did have those noises come out of my face when I experienced Purdy's. So anyway, Group F of the Soft Drink World Cup is underway for another 6 days. You can cast your vote. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter is where the poll is. Hashtag Soft Drink World Cup. Tab Clear, Orangina, Purdy's and Capri Sun. At the moment, Tab Clear yet to get off the mark. Orangina, 25% of the vote. Purdy's, 12% of the vote. Capri Sun, way ahead, with 63% of the vote. There's a surprise. Will it change before next week's show? Get your votes in on Twitter only. At Ben Sim Radio is where the Soft Drink World Cup is happening. Loads of great drinks have made it through to the knockout stages. The knockout stages still to come. So that is Group F. Then we've got Group G, Group H, and then we'll be into the knockouts, the round of 16. So much to look forward to as we go into the autumn. Oh, yes, will we get it done and dusted by Christmas? Who knows? You'll have to keep tuning in to find out. The excitement is really ramped up, isn't it? Let's have another track, because the 7th of September is Telephone Tuesday. I don't really know why. We all enjoy using our phones, but you have to particularly celebrate it on the 7th of September. Phone someone. Do it right now. Well, listen to this song first.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy. getting tired of my phone ringing. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station. And I'm not taking no calls cause I'll be dancing.
Phoenix FM.
Gaga, Beyonce, Telephone. 7th of September is Telephone Tuesday. All be excited about using your phones. Maybe be more excited if you've got a landline. They're going to phase them out, aren't they? Landlines are going to be totally unnecessary. It's so weird to think of something when I was a kid that was like the heart of everything. Oh, someone's on the phone. Isn't it brilliant? They're not going to exist in probably about 20 years. Unbelievable. Right, got to get through a lot more of these random facts. I'm going to go through them quicker now, otherwise I won't be able to squeeze them all in, and everybody that wonderfully sent them in won't get them read out on the airwaves. But they will! Don't worry, don't panic, here we go. Competitive art used to be in the Olympics. Can you imagine? Oh, what a great finish there to that sculpting. Well done. Oranges aren't naturally occurring fruits. Bit weird. Stop signs used to be yellow. Just can't imagine it anything other than red. The hottest inhabited place in the world is in Ethiopia. Dolphins have names for one another. Are any dolphins called Brian? That's what I want to know. The bowler hat was invented as a safety measure. Then the hard hat was invented and found to be a lot safer, I expect. Sea otters hold hands while they sleep. I love that. I've heard that before. It stops them drifting too far and drifting away from each other. Brilliant. Weeds can be healthy unless you spray them with Weedol or other weed-killing brands. The French word for dandelion refers to a bodily function. Look that up if you want to. Winston Churchill's mother was from Brooklyn. Did not know that. Toto the dog was once a cow. I'm guessing in an earlier draft of The Wizard of Oz. Can you imagine? I'm Dorothy and here's my cow, Toto. Yeah, cheers, Dorothy. Giant squids have the largest eyes of any animal on Earth. That's slightly worrying to me. Here are some more. Mulan has the highest kill count of any Disney character. Slightly higher than Belle in Beauty and the Beast. There you go, amazing. A frigate bird can sleep while it flies. That's amazing. It's sort of going on autopilot as a bird. That's brilliant. I love that. Or does it just bang into things and go, ah, oh, fell asleep at the wheel again. Fell asleep at the wing. The body... Now, this is another one of those facts that freaks me out. The body contains about 100,000 miles... Think about this a moment. The body contains about 100,000 miles of blood vessels. I've heard that fact that if you got all your lung tissue and flattened it out and put it on the floor, it would take up more than a tennis court. But that's mad! 100,000 miles worth of blood vessels in the human body. Wow. Speaking of things that are mad, the inventor of Pringles is buried in a giant Pringles can. That is true. Don't pop because he won't stop being a zombie. Riding roller coasters can help you pass kidney stones, apparently. I can't imagine a doctor ever prescribing that. Well, sir, the bad news is you've got kidney stones. They will pass eventually, but here's a family ticket to Alton Towers to help you. Wow. Here are some more. Speed dating was invented by a rabbi. Brilliant. Parrots have the power of reason. Okay, I don't know how that's been proven, but okay. Can they ever reason not to copy the swear words you're teaching them? Vegetables can make you tan. The inventor of frisbee golf was turned into a frisbee. That's like the founder of Pringles being buried in a Pringles can. Yes, I've heard that. His ashes were made into a frisbee, weren't they? Equally, the coffee pioneer was buried in a coffee pot. Really? Well, okay, I'll take your word for it. No country is allowed to own the moon. Well, I guess not. Yeah, okay, it makes sense. Bananas can't reproduce. I'm sure they have to be able to in some way or another, or there wouldn't be bananas. I know we grow bananas, but okay. Bananas can't reproduce. Maybe they need help. Powered lawnmowers kill almost 200 people a year. Not the same one, because that's just dangerous. You wouldn't turn it on, would you? I would keep going. Wow, maybe I have to keep going. I won't get them all in. Okay, one more set. Where are we going to? The largest scrambled egg ever weighed nearly 3.5 tons. Wow. Dr. Seuss invented the word nerd. Here's a good fact for you, word fans, all you lexicographers out there. Spoon feed is the longest English word with its letters in reverse alphabetical order. Love that. Octopuses, or octopi, however you want to pluralise them, and squid have 3 hearts. Wowzers. Here's a great one as well. Ketchup was used medicinally in the early 1800s. How did that change? It's like that thing. Who was the first person that ever went up to a cow and went, I'm going to squeeze that. Whatever comes out, I'm going to drink it. Who went, this stuff we're using to help fix people, let's just eat it. Yeah, weird. Let's put it all over our chips. They probably didn't have chips in the early 1800s. Did they have potatoes then? When was the potato brought back? I don't know enough about historical dates, do I? Let's have another track. Let's have another telephone-related track, because the 7th of September is Telephone Tuesday. Here's Maroon 5. Give them some coinage, please. Or a contactless card on some.
At a payphone trying to call home all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby, it's all. Wasted all of our bridges burned out.
Phoenix FM.
Maroon 5 and Payphone on this Telephone Tuesday, the 7th of September. More random facts to squeeze in the last 13 and a half minutes. Thanks to everybody that sent them in. Did you know, I love this as well, the dot over a lowercase I is called a tittle. That's brilliant. Women's tears reduce men's testosterone levels. That thing about blokes not being able to take it when women bring out the waterworks, well, that's why it reduces their testosterone levels. Spicy food can cut down on fat intake. George Washington invented instant coffee. That seems bizarre. Okay, I'll accept it. The first hot air balloon ride contained a sheep, a duck and a rooster. Surely that's the start of a joke, isn't it? There was a sheep, a duck and a rooster in a hot air balloon. No. This is good. I wish I'd seen this at the time, obviously well before my time. In 1930, the BBC reported, "There is no news." One day in 1930. Surely that's just poor journalism. Also, apparently brown bottles are better for beer. That's appropriate on Beer Lovers Day. Lobster bladders are in their heads. That wouldn't work for humans, would it? Being out of your head would mean something entirely different. Garlic attracts bloodsuckers. Does it? I thought it repelled vampires. Wow, okay. It literally attracts them. What else? The first potato chip flavour was cheese and onion. Okay. This is good. Chinese checkers was invented in Germany. Wow. Okay. Here's another one. Remember we said about something to do with the moon earlier? We were talking all astronomical things. The world's largest dam, the Three Gorges Dam in China, holds back so much water, it actually slows down the Earth's rotation by 0.06 microseconds. Who bothered to work that out? That is one of those things if you've got too much time on your hands, surely. And this, sent in by my podcast collaborator Martin Hill... Ben is scared of egg whites. He says scared. It's one of those things I never liked as a kid, and I've never grown out of not liking it. Even now, if someone gives me a fried egg, I happily enjoy the yolk. I'll dip in the yolk. I will cut away as much of the egg white as possible. Weirdly, I can eat scrambled egg, but I don't really like it. Poached egg? Nope, don't want to go near the white. It's the texture. It's the sliminess of it. I don't like egg whites. Thanks, Martin Hill, for bringing that to everyone's attention. What other weird holidays are celebrated on the 7th of September? Well, rather in a nice way, to find a nice one, it is Feel the Love Day today. So I hope you are feeling the love somewhere, wherever you are, in an entirely appropriate way. To celebrate that, here's Rihanna and Calvin Harris.
Just can't deny.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was We Found Love, Rihanna and Calvin Harris on this Feel the Love Day, the 7th of September. Amongst other things, Telephone Tuesday, Superhuman Day, Beer Lovers Day and Google Commemoration Day. And still some random facts to get in, kindly sent in by the lovely listeners. Keith says, Shakespeare's real name was Wagglesword. This may not be true. I do suspect that's a joke. And although a big hit for Glen Campbell, By the Time I Get to Phoenix was originally recorded by Johnny Rivers. There we go. And then Fran sends in, Your nose may lie, but your eyes never do. I like this. This is true. Your nose will never stop growing. However, your eyes are the size they will be until the day you die. That can't be strictly true at birth, can it? Surely babies' eyes are tiny. Once your head's fully grown, I'll accept that. Okay, thanks. Loving those random facts. I'll squeeze in a few extra ones myself. Then we get another track. Then we got to sum it all up. The longest wedding veil was nearly 23,000 feet long. That's unnecessary. That's just trying to beat a world record, isn't it? It can't have enhanced that person's wedding. Yeah, I must have my veil 23,000 feet long. That's the kind of fact that annoys me. I've found that ridiculous. Now, people may be allergic to cats, but did you know your cat may be allergic to you? It's quite uncommon, but it does happen. Cats can be allergic to humans. Another wacky holiday on the 7th of September. I'm just going to put this out there. It's Salami Day. Let's just leave it at that. What colour's salami? Pink. Here's a track, pink covered, from The Greatest Showman. Love this version. It's a Million Dreams. Who'd have thought I'd be playing this to commemorate the 7th of September, Salami Day?
Close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design.
Phoenix FM.
Well, apologies to Pink, but I'm going to run out of time if I don't stop her in her tracks right there. It's been a pleasure being here once again. I'll be back at the same time next week. So many things we celebrated today. Google Commemoration Day, Beer Lovers Day, Superhuman Day, Telephone Tuesday, Feel the Love Day, and now Salami Day. Rob Harvey coming up with Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. Keep your dial 98.0 and phoenixfm.com to play us out and commemorate Salami Day. Here are the Spice Girls.